Proclamation number 6678 of 26th of October, 1956. Friendship with the Lord. Prematurely call up. How lonely you humans are without me, even though you can list many earthly friends. They can leave you every hour, they can be called away every hour and leave you alone, and no one can guarantee you that he will be there to help you when you need him. For these friends of yours are people who are not yet perfect and therefore can also fail. But if you have chosen me as your friend and brother, if you have joined me, then you can also safely count on me in every adversity and distress, for I will never leave you, I will never leave you or stand idly by if you get into trouble. You can be called immeasurably rich if you have gained my friendship, which is extremely easy if only you want this friendship, if it is your desire to surrender to me with all your love. For Roman 1, 2, long for you and therefore immediately come to meet you when I recognize your will. An earthly path without me will never lead to success, and even if you are granted a regular earthly life with apparent success. But the soul gains nothing during its earthly life, and this is therefore been lived in vain. This is why I say, how lonely you humans are without me, because I thereby describe the soul's fate, which has no one at its side to help it to perfection. If only all people would at least make an attempt to entrust themselves to their God and Creator, their Father from eternity, to give Him a place in their hearts and to let Him advise them as a friend and brother. But where faith in me is lacking or where faith is only a dead one, I am not remembered there and my help is not utilized either, but earthly life is consciously lived out with a self-assurance which clearly indicates by whom people are dominated. And their souls remain lonely because the worldly friends cannot give it what it needs. A life without me cannot lead to the aim, and therefore I very often end a person's earthly progress prematurely in order to still give him the opportunity to progress one step further in the kingdom of the beyond, which is also still questionable but nevertheless possible. And before the end of this earth my mercy still has to inflict many a wound which can contribute to a healing of the sick soul, be it through a sudden call up of this or also through hardship and suffering of a different kind which can already have an educative effect on the human being in earthly life. I have to put them into such hardship that they'll look around for a helper in order to then approach them myself, in order to then be recognized by them as a friend and brother to whom they now entrust themselves unconditionally. A life without me is an empty run. And it will therefore mostly be accompanied by earthly success, because my adversary can work where my presence is excluded. But I try to approach every person, and therefore every person will also have to struggle unusually at times and experience failure, and then I expect his attention to me. If this is in vain, then my adversary will be at work again and the distance from me will constantly increase. The soul becomes increasingly more wretched and my mercy then often releases it from its shell, and then the struggle for this soul begins in the beyond so that it will recognize its loneliness and wretched state there and now turn to the one who alone can help it. But one day its remorse will be very great when it realizes how little earthly life was of use to it and how little it achieved because it did not let me walk beside it, who truly would have guided it correctly. Amen.